The People's Health Clinic provides no-cost medical services to uninsured residents of Summit and Wasatch counties. Executive Director Beth Armstrong says the facility in Heber will be open every Monday morning from 9 to noon, with plans to expand hours to a full day as soon as it is needed.
If we need to add more time, we will. We're completely committed to serving the Wasatch community. The clinic that we're offering right now will be a women's-only clinic, so we'll be providing prenatal care for the most part, and it's going to be at the hospital. If you walk into the hospital at Heber, it'll be in Suite D, which is down the hall and to the left.
Armstrong says they're fully staffed with an OBGYN physician and a physician's assistant. At this point, it's a women's health clinic providing mostly reproductive services.
We'll be doing breast screenings, and we'll do PAPs, and we'll do reproductive education, and their prenatal and ongoing, of course, we'll just schedule them out for all their prenatal visits. We'll provide other services, and then, like I said, when we see the need, then we'll expand those. I would love to continue to see it the same as the clinic here in Park City, how we went from 3 days to 5 days whenever we saw that the need existed. Hopefully we'll be able to do the same thing in Heber.
Dr. Christopher Cook practices out of the Heber City Hospital and volunteers his services to the People's Health Clinic. With the new location, he'll be able to see his Wasatch patients without traveling to Park City. Armstrong says 80% of missed appointments at the clinic in Park City are caused by transportation issues.
I just truly believe that it will make some of these women who have to take, you know, a day or a half a day off work, load up the kids, put them in the car, and come and sit and wait in a waiting office. It'll make their lives just a little bit easier. And, you know, if we can, we should.
For an appointment at the new Heber office or at the Park City Clinic, call 435-333-1850. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.